Hi, this is Dr. Medawi dictating a new consult on Dorothy Breggy, BREGE, date of 07/02/2012. Private care doctor, Dr. Halim. Period, new paragraph, physiopresentalis. Mrs. Breggy is a 78-year-old Caucasian female with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer involving the bone and the liver. The patient has been on platinum-based therapy since July. Because of her kidney function, chronic kidney disease, she has been on adjusted dose two period. Patient also has history of evaluating the patient today because of progressive worsening of her kidney function over the last few weeks, from a creatinine of 1.6 up to 2.3. As per the patient, she had history of peripheral vascular disease, and she had an angiography done almost more than a month ago that coincided with the rising of her creatinine. Also, the patient has been on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for a low back pain, and that she specifically was taking it around 3 weeks ago. Also, one more risk factor is she's on a combination of losartan and hydrochlorothiazide that she was taking around the time of the contrast exposure. Period, new paragraph, past medical history, non-small cell lung cancer with metastasis to the bone and liver that has been responding to chemotherapy. Also, she has history of chronic kidney disease with baseline creatinine around 1.2. Period. Home medication. She is on losartan, hydrochlorothiazide. She plus hydrochlorothiazide, and she is on multivitamin. Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Coumadin, and folic acid, and cholecalciferol. Period. Social history, patient denied any history of smoking, alcohol or drug abuse, family history non-contributory, review system or negative, and as mentioned, the history of present illness, physical examination, the patient blood pressure is 118/58 with a weight of 132, head ENT, pupil cooler rounded, directed to light and accommodation, no pulmonary redundancy, cardiovascular normalized sound and stone, no murmur added sound, evidence of no tenderness, no lower limb edema, period, in paragraph, investigation, her basic metabolic panel from June 22nd, showing a sodium 142, potassium 3.8, chloride 105, CO2 24, BUN 50, creatinine 2.32. Her CBC showing a white blood cell count of 11.5 and hemoglobin 10.5. Her urine analysis is shown low 1 plus protein period, a new paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, acute on chronic renal failure. The patient probably had some element of contrast-induced nephropathy, resulting in worsening of her creatinine from her baseline. As per my discussion with Dr. Perron, the patient has been receiving carboplatin, which is less likely to result in acute renal failure when compared to the cisplatin. We the patient is gonna discontinue her losartan and hydrochlorothiazide, and will allow the blood pressure to start running on the higher side, and will recheck the labs in 4 to 5 days. If there is any improvement in the kidney function, Dr. Perm is gonna reconsider the use of carboplatin on a lower dose. Till then, the patient is going to repeat her urine electrolytes and urine creatinine. Also, we'll check her urine eosinophils and check her renal ultrasound. Hypertension. We'll check her. The patient is going to hold her losartan and hydrochlorothiazide. We plan to have her blood pressure running a little on the higher side. Next number, non-small cell lung cancer management as per Dr. Perm. New paragraph. I have asked the patient to come back in a period of 2 weeks with repeated labs. Sincerely.